WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Check of the Branson Valley Weather. Follows the news brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. I'm Bill Oliver. The last leg of widening Highway 21 east of Bryan is almost complete. For some motorists, that means one more inconvenience. TxDOT says, as of this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road near Curtin is blocked for the next 3 to 4 weeks. This Thursday, members of the Bryan Fire and College Station Police Departments will receive the Star of Texas Award. For the last 10 years, the honor has gone to first responders who have died or been seriously injured in the line of duty. This year's honorees include the Bryan firemen killed and critically burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, Eric Wallace, Greg Pickard, Ricky Manti, and Mitch Moran. This year's recognition also includes College Station policeman Justin Elke, who was seriously injured by gunfire during the Fidelity Street shootings in August of last year that killed 3 people. A College Station couple is accused of breaking into multiple self-storage units earlier this year, then selling thousands of dollars of merchandise to local pawn and resale stores. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon's been in jail since April, accused of illegal use of a credit card owned by an elderly person. 32-year-old David Vinny entered a plea agreement to the credit card charge and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The new accusations were reported to College Station police by 3 victims who found some of their property at pawn shops and retail stores. According to the arrest report, detectives found 47 pawn transactions were made by the co-defendants between January and May of this year, and 33 items were sold to one store in one transaction. Store management was told by Vinny and Spurgeon they were instructed to clean out the storage units. Detectives say they can confirm the couple took furniture, electronics, and toys belonging to 3 of the 12 victims of the former A1 mini storage on Welburn Road. There's been an arrest in the theft of a tip jar from a Northgate bar. A College Station policeman on bicycle patrol shortly after closing time Saturday morning was stopped by a witness who saw the theft from the upstairs bar at Basil Whippets. 20-year-old George Smith, Jr. of Southlake, is accused of struggling with an employee, during which the glass jar broke. The employee received a cut deep enough to require emergency room treatment. Smith, who several employees say is a frequent customer, was arrested for stealing the jar, which contained $114, along with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and resisting transport to jail. One of 2 men accused of a late July armed robbery in Bryan is in custody. Police report 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself into Harris County authorities. Still on the runs, 27-year-old Eric Portis, Jr. of Calvert. The pair is charged with the July 30th holdup at the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. Portis also wanted for a carjacking and attempted kidnapping that preceded the robbery. A pair of 18-year-olds from Bryan in jail after bragging about committing 3 burglaries earlier this year at the Lake Bryan Ice House and storage sheds. Surveillance video also assisted investigators in identifying Justin Contreras and Elijah Murray, who are accused of stealing more than $5,000 cash, causing more than $5,000 in property damage, and taking $1,000 of property. A federal court's ordered Texas to use political maps drawn up by the legislature this year for holding next year's elections.
Panel's ruling gives both sides in the lawsuit over Texas's voting maps a reason to claim victory. The court denied the state's request to throw out the lawsuit brought by civil rights groups who said the legislature intentionally discriminated against minorities in 2011 and needs federal supervision. But the court also ordered the state to use maps that the legislature adopted in 2013. They closely mirror maps the court drew up for the 2012 elections. Civil rights groups had wanted the court to draw new maps, but that would have delayed the March 4th primary elections. Scott West, TSN News.
The Obama administration continues to promote American military force against the Syrian government. Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan continues his opposition, pointing out at his town hall meeting last week that other areas of the Middle East are dangerous to the United States.
We left Iraq in a hurry, and Iraq is in a destabilized state. We haven't gotten involved in Iran, and Iran is still a clear and present danger to the United States. It's in our strategic interest to pay attention to what's going on in Iran. We're letting them to continue to do build weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Then I look at Egypt. Our president decided to encourage Mubarak, encourage people to throw Mubarak out. And look at the instability we've had in Egypt. Look how many thousands have died in Egypt.
And with the missile attack, Forrest says you don't know what will be hit.
You don't know if you're going to hit friend or foe. I don't think we have any friends. I think they're all foes.
Secretary of State John Kerry says they're distributing video from a chemical weapons attack, and the White House chief of staff was on 5 interview shows yesterday. Bidding for the maroon Texas A&M license plate reading 12th Man has now hit $35,000.
Saw very quickly that the message 12th Man is worth way more to the state of Texas than our regular advertising prices. So what better way to find out what that's worth than to put it out for auction?
Kim Drummond at MyPlates.com says when the auction closes 3 days from now, it's already the most expensive license plate ever sold in Texas. WTAW News Time is 11 after 8. Temperature is 74. News brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
This could quite possibly be the biggest football weekend in Aggieland ever. So if you're headed this direction, or you've got friends coming into town, hook up with Cody and Steve in Elite 360 Vacation Services. Over 20 years of combined experience in the concierge and hospitality industry, and they'll take care of everything that you need. Looking for a place to stay? Call Elite 360. Looking for transportation? Elite 360. Full-service concierge on call while you're in town? Call Elite 360. The number? 979-571-0472. Again, 979-571-0472. 0472. Call the team at Elite 360 and tell them everything you need and they'll take care of it. This is the first and only vacation management company in Aggieland. Thinking about taking your crew to Oxford in October or headed to Baton Rouge in November? Call Elite 360 Vacation Services, the only place you need to call to make your order to set up the entire trip. One more time, here's how you get in touch with Elite 360, 979-571-0472. As for the owners, Cody and Steve, they'll actually answer the phone to talk to you. Elite 360 Services. Your trip, our pleasure.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Time for the weather. It's 8:14, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
The hot weather pattern that's locked in across the state since the beginning of the month continues. Lots of sunshine. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. High is going to be 95 to 100. It'll be clear and warm tonight. Lows will be down to about 73 to 78. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. We could see an isolated thunderstorm during the day. Highs around 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine Wednesday, maybe an isolated storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sam, we were talking before the news that your goldfish is really smarter than you think. Like a 4 a.m. drunk trying to order a KFC, that's what it says here. Your goldfish swims around its bowl in a perpetual state of confused awe, its tiny brain resetting the world every 4 seconds. The truth is, fish are smarter than you think. Researchers from the Institute of Technology in Israel, we're playing them in 2015, trained young fish to associate a sound played through a loudspeaker with feeding them. So each time that particular sound was played, the fish would return for food. Up to 5 months later, they responded the same way. So they remembered.
Yeah, but I want to know where the 24-hour KFC is.
Well, there's not. That's what I'm saying. Like a drunken person who believes that there would be a KFC that's open 24 hours. Never has been, never will be, because after all, it's KFC. And it's so good that you have to enjoy it while they're open. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise,
I can enjoy it anytime.
No, you can't. Famous Bowl. Have you done the Famous Bowl? I'm going to ask you about that.
No, I wish that the local KFC Atorium would have buffets.
Well, but you didn't answer my question about the Famous
Bowl. I have not had the Famous Bowl.
Now, you see, then how can you be that big a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm an original recipe guy.
All right, okay. Well, I'm just saying, but aren't the parts...
Give me bucket loads of that brown gravy.
This part of the Infomaniacs brought to you by Kentucky
wow,
Fried
and
Chicken.
And the second best biscuits in fast food kingdom.
Oh, in fast fooddom, who has the best?
Hardee's, Carl's Jr.
We don't have that.
And, of course, we don't have them either.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, didn't Bobby and Cindy on the Brady Bunch train a goldfish many years ago to come to a light to eat?
You, sir, know more about it than I do. Thank you so much. What? What? You could talk. It's okay. The microphone's on.
I don't remember that episode
either.
I'm
talking to McGuire. What? Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay.
I never watched that show.
Yeah. Well, no, we watched it. We all had a crush on Marsha Brady. But
well,
anyway.
Duh.
Marsha.
That's it. Okay. All right. Time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our highly informative little quiz about pop culture and recent current events. Okay. Here we go. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was not expecting her to be putting her butt so close to my son. Those are the words of the mother, Robin Thicke, the singer, talking about her son's duet with who? Was it A, Pink, B, Celine Dion, C, Lady Gaga, or D, Miley Cyrus? Once again, oh, my Lord, have mercy. I was not expecting her to be putting her butt that close to my son. That's Robin Thicke's mom talking about Pink, Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, or Miley Cyrus.
Honey Boo Boo's not.
No, she's not. Bill, you're first.
Or the mother of.
Yeah, you're first.
I got to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I saw that.
Oh.
So it's Miley Cyrus.
Was it? Yeah, all right. Linda, pull that microphone up there close to you, and what's your answer?
I'd say Miley Cyrus, too. Right. This is the guy in the striped suit, right?
That's, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Oliver.
I'll just follow along.
Okay. And Kevin?
It was.
It was, as a matter of fact, yeah. As nearly as anybody knows, Miley Cyrus, the once innocent Disney child star, maybe, and, of course, had the foam finger and the dancing bears and all that sort of stuff. I did not know this. Robin Thicke's mother is Gloria Loring, the actress. I had
really?
No idea.
I don't think I did. Knew that either.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. You knew that?
Yes.
That's why you're the news director. Because you know stuff like that.
Give that boy a buck.
The vast wasteland of useless knowledge.
That's
you know?
It.
Hey, if we play tomorrow, we have those fancy things, remember, to give away?
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we may do that tomorrow. Yeah. We have tickets to First Yell. Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
We do. We have tickets to First Yell.
I was trying to be coy.
It's okay. It's all right. It's not a problem.
Coy, that's a fish.
It is hey. A fish. We're coming full circle, aren't we?
Oh, right. It sounds kind of fishy.
Yeah, that, thank you. It's 8:19. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Better Business Bureau. What's happening?
Well, I got a couple of quick things for you today, Scott, and the listeners. First of all, beware of fake airline vouchers arriving in your mailbox. This comes around every once in a while, but it's back again.
Okay.
And what happens is you may receive a postcard or a letter stating you've been selected to receive 2 round-trip airfare tickets to anywhere in the United States. Don't believe it. It's a scam. BBB warns that consumers are again receiving these fraudulent airfare vouchers. And they're typically $1,200 to $1,400, so it kind of gets your attention.
Sounds good. Sure.
Yeah. But they appear legitimate, and though they do appear legitimate, they may list U.S. Airlines, American Airways, or American TAD as the issuing travel companies. None of these airlines exist. Except in somebody's imagination.
Uh-huh.
The mailer also includes a phone number and a deadline to redeem the voucher, and that's where they put that, urgency into the deal. And they may claim, we have attempted to contact you on several occasions. This is your last chance to respond. So, there's their sense of urgency. Recipients are instructed to call and redeem the voucher for a travel certificate, but in the end are giving schemers access to personal information. BBB advises never give your credit card number or your social security number or bank account information to pay for taxes, fees, or shipping costs for anything that you may have won or are getting for free. A true sweepstakes will not make its winner pay fees. Do not provide personal information to claim prizes or to sign up for free trials. Check your bank statements and credit cards on a regular basis for unauthorized charges. And lastly, carefully review your credit report for suspicious activity, especially if you have provided personal information to an unknown source. To obtain free credit reports, please visit www.annualcreditreport.com. And for more information on this, call us at the BBB at 260-2222. Now, I do have something from the FTC, Scott. These handy-dandy bookmarks, which people can also put up on their fridge.
Bookmarks?
Bookmarks.
Like if you had a book.
If you had a book.
Okay.
I'm old-fashioned.
I was going to say.
A lot of our seniors are old-fashioned.
Okay.
I'm kind of counting on that.
All right.
But I ordered 5,000 of these because they're chock full of good information. If you have a computer, you can go visit some sites, or you can call these folks up to get information that you may need.
Or you can scan the bookmark into your computer.
You could do that if you wanted to. But if you, for example, if you want to stop unwanted sales calls, you can go to donotcall.gov. So there's information on that. If you want to get your free credit report, there's information there. If you just want some consumer information, you can get that off of this card too. So if you want to get one of these, call us at the BBB. We'll mail you one. Or if you want to drop by the office, we'll hand you one out.
All right. Sounds like a deal. And we visit with folks from the BBB on alternate Mondays. And Linda Harvell's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
Time marching on, huh?
Yes, sir, it is. Just like our history, we're coming up on the College Station 75th exhibit at the Bush Library.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a soft opening on October 21st, but the big event will be the weekend of November 15th and 16th. This Friday, we're going to be starting turning things over to the Bush Library. My entire living room is going to be cleaned out, which is going to be really weird.
But be able to actually walk through the way you were supposed to, right?
Exactly. And it's funny, the antique table that they're using to go with, to go with the living room back when I was a junior in high school, had a party, and we did not drink back in those days, but there sure were a bunch of my friends that crawled under the table and signed their names on the table.
How
so,
fun.
You know, that's a lot of fun. But this is just going to be an amazing exhibit, and it's amazing how many people in the city of College Station don't know about it. And we are a short history, but it's a really fun history that our city has. Just some of the things that are going to be on display. We're going to have Randy Mattson's Olympic shot put medal. Sherry Smith Frisk, who graduated a couple of years ahead of me, her dad was the youngest coach on the 1939 national football team, and we have his ring to put on display. We have some vintage Corps uniforms and things like that are being donated by families here in the area. One of the things that's really cool, the A&M Garden Club started in 1936, and they're going to be doing vintage floral displays for the exhibit. I know a couple of ladies came over to the house last week to see what kind of furniture, and they're going to design these vintage flower displays around the exhibit. I just think that is just so cool. On September 11th, just a couple of days at 2 p.m. at City Hall, Union Pacific is making a presentation to the City Council of their $10,000 title sponsorship.
Oh, wow.
We invite everybody to come out. We're just so pleased that we have this type of a sponsor. On November 15th is our homecoming/reunion, and we encourage everybody to come out to it. It's going to be at the Southwood Community Center at Brian Bachman Park. We've got a barbecue. We've got Chris Austin Martinez playing, and it's just a chance to visit with your old friends. And we have the 1950s decade is having a reunion from Consolidated, plus the class of 1963 is having their 50th reunion. All centered around, you know, the weekend.
Sure.
Then on November 16th, that's our big day out at the Bush Library. We've got a vintage car display that's being organized by B.B. Holland and Sarah Hens. And we would love to have a sponsor, one of our car dealers. Give us a call. I mean, the exposure you're going to get, plus just the contribution you would make. And I know a lot of y'all have been around for a long time, so you need to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a vintage model railroad display inside the Bush Library. And, you know, just things like this that are coming in. The docents for the exhibit, for the three-month exhibit, a lot of us volunteers on the 75th committee are going to be docents. So when we have school groups or tours or mm-hmm. something like that, who better to take people through the exhibit than those of us who actually are a part of College Station's history? One of the things we're looking for are entertainers, people that would like to come out to the Bush Library on Saturday, November 16th. We've got entertainment scheduled, but we need more. We need to hear from you right away so we can get you on the schedule. But whether you're a dance troupe, a musician, a performer, we would love for you to be a part of the of this great celebration. If you are a service club and you would like for us to give you a presentation, just give me a call. I made a presentation to the Kiwanis Club, College Station Kiwanis Club, this past week. They started in 1945. And what's fun about going to the service clubs, everybody has knowledge of a little piece of College Station history that we don't know about.
You want to aggregate it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you would like for us to come and give your service club a presentation, just let us know. We would love to have you. We have a Facebook page, College Station Celebrates 75 Years, or you can go to the city website, www.cstx.gov. We're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here, just a couple of months away. You can email me at lindaharvell@aol.com or call me at 979-703-5305.
All right, look forward to that. Thank you, Linda. We visit these folks on alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
This could quite possibly be the biggest football weekend in Aggieland ever. So if you're headed this direction, or you've got friends coming into town, hook up with Cody and Steve in Elite 360 Vacation Services. Over 20 years of combined experience in the concierge and hospitality industry, and they'll take care of everything that you need. Looking for a place to stay? Call Elite 360. Looking for transportation? Elite 360. Full service concierge on call while you're in town? Call Elite 360. The number? 979-571-0472. Again, 979-571-0472. Call the team at Elite 360 and tell them everything you need, and they'll take care of it. This is the first and only vacation management company in Aggieland. Thinking about taking your crew to Oxford in October or headed to Baton Rouge in November? Call Elite 360 Vacation Services, the only place you need to call to make your order to set up the entire trip. One more time, here's how you get in touch with Elite 360, 979-571-0472. As for the owners, Cody and Steve, they'll actually answer the phone to talk to you. Elite 360 Services, your trip, our pleasure.
Stocks appear headed for early gains. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest the market will start out higher this morning. There is some positive economic news out of Asia. Inflation is easing in China, and Japan's economy grew more rapidly than previously thought in the spring. Investors will continue to monitor the debate over a military strike on Syria. A big deal was just announced in the industrial sector. Koch Industries is buying Molex for more than $7 billion. Delta Airlines will be a stock to listen for today. Standard & Poor's says Delta will replace BMC Software in the S&P 500 index. Audi is seeing stronger American demand for vehicles. U.S. sales for last month were up 22% from August of last year. Riddick debuted in first place at the movie theater box offices over the weekend. The Universal Pictures release took in nearly $19 million. The Butler came in second with $9 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to... Time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Do you have concerns about falling? St. Joseph's Healthy Communities wants to invite you to their Fall Prevention Awareness event, September 26th at 11:30 a.m. Please call 979-731-1231 to register for this event. A light lunch will be served. 979-731-1231.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes away from 9. The temperature is 75. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Five local public safety employees will be honored Thursday with the Star of Texas Award, created in 2003 to recognize first responders injured or killed in the line of duty. This year's recipients include College Station policeman Justin Elke. He was among those hit by gunfire in August of last year during a shooting spree on Fidelity Street that killed three people. Also receiving the award are the Brian Farman, who died and were critically injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire in February, Mitch Moran, Ricky Manti, Greg Pickard, and Eric Wallace. The Texas National Guard's asking Attorney General Greg Abbott for a legal opinion about granting benefits to same-sex couples.
We're going to be getting input from any interested party that wants to weigh in on this opinion request, and that way we benefit from the legal reasoning and analysis of people across the state of Texas.
Abbott says he plans to issue an opinion in about 6 months. Texas is one of three state guard units that have refused to process requests for benefits filed by same-sex spouses. The National Security Agency has come under fire again. Over the weekend, a German publication reported the NSA can access users' data on all major smartphones. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, a critic of the NSA's current leadership, says there would have been no problem if they would abide by current laws.
Unfortunately, as with many bureaucrats, some things happen that have gone too far. And so the good news is that the Intelligence Act is going to be rewritten this year. And we're going to re-box them to security.
During last week's town hall meeting, Ford says he didn't want to shut down the NSA.
How many of you have an alarm system on your home? Okay, I do. How many of you want to leave it off all the time? I don't want to go back to where we were before 9/11 and have an intelligence vacuum. So the NSA does great work. It's just they've gone too far.
The German report found internal documents that did not indicate the NSA was conducting mass surveillance of phone users, but rather those techniques were used to eavesdrop on specific individuals. One down, one to go for authorities from the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th and Bryan. Harris County officials say 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself in and is awaiting transport to the Brazos County Jail. Yet to be found is a Calvert man, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. He's wanted for the robbery and before that, stealing the getaway car and trying to kidnap the owner. Thousands of dollars of electronics, toys, and furniture that wound up at local resale stores and pawn shops are stolen from a dozen victims at one self-storage business. College Station police say they can confirm three of the victims from thefts at the former A1 mini storage on Welburn Road can be traced to a local couple. 32-year-old David Venny was sentenced to prison earlier this summer for illegal use of a credit card belonging to an elderly person. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon is awaiting trial on the same charge. According to the arrest report, victims directed police to the stores where their stolen merchandise was for sale. Store management told detectives they were told the couple brought in merchandise cleaned out of storage units as directed by the owner. Detectives were called back a week later to one of the stores when management reported the couple had returned to sell more items. In all, Spurgeon and Venny are accused of selling 47 items to pawn shops and more than 30 to resale stores. A 20-year-old considered to be a frequent customer of a Northgate bar is accused of stealing a tip jar. An employee at Basil Whippets told College Station police when he tried to stop George Smith, a junior of Southlake, there was a struggle. The glass jar burst, cutting the employee in the bicep and requiring a trip to the emergency room for treatment. An officer on bicycle patrol was stopped by a witness who pointed toward Smith. He's out of jail following his arrest early Saturday morning for stealing the tip jar containing $114, along with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and resisting transport to jail. Bryan police say they got confessions that cleared three burglaries and thefts this summer at Lake Bryan. That was after showing surveillance video and learning two 18-year-olds were bragging about what they had done. Elijah Murray and Justin Contreras were still in jail this morning. They were accused of stealing more than $5,000 cash, taking property valued at $1,000, and causing more than $5,000 in property damage. We're about a month away from the new four-lane on Highway 21 opening near Curtin to FM 1974. Beginning this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road will be blocked to complete the widening project, which began last November. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 9. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast is next. Current temperature is 76. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Kroger stores and Magnolia Food Basket in Magnolia.
Just Shorn, affordable luxury and wool carpet from the best and most durable wool found only in New Zealand. Just Shorn. See our new collection of luxurious and uniquely designed carpets and rugs. Just Shorn. Natural insulation, durable, liquid repellent, hypoallergenic, biodegradable, and flame retardant. Just Shorn, a New Zealand original found exclusively at Aggieland Carpet One.
Aggieland Carpet One is located right on Highway 6, next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
839, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
The hot weather pattern that's locked in across the state since the beginning of the month continues. Lots of sunshine. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. High is going to be 95 to 100. It'll be clear and warm tonight. Lows will be down to about 73 to 78. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. We could see an isolated thunderstorm during the day. Highs around 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine Wednesday, maybe an isolated storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
840, continuing those myths that we always heard about. If you accidentally swallow a chunk of Wrigley's in your gastrointestinal tract, we'll be wrestling with it for more than half a year. You ever heard that?
Or longer.
David Milov, who is a pediatric gastroenterologist in Florida, told Scientific American that this is a 100% lie. Quote, that would mean that every single person who ever swallowed gum within the last 7 years would have evidence of the gum in their digestive tract.
Well, I won't believe until Alan Alda does a PBS special.
Oh, that's true. But he says colonoscopies and the endoscopy procedures turn out that there's no such evidence. In reality, they hang around for about a week, he said. For about a week.
Okay.
So just letting you know. And
I can rest even more tonight.
And your nails and hair continue to grow after you die. As though corpse weren't disturbing enough, we all turn into Stig of the Dump in death. I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
Do you know what that means?
Never heard of that phrase. Right. Not even on CSI.
The Stig is a character in
Top Gear. Yes.
Okay.
Past that, you lost me.
All right. Now this is that's our miss for today. Kind of an interesting deal here in Stockholm, Sweden. A media company has launched a high-tech newsstand kiosk that will print your desired newspaper or magazine on demand. Equipped with user-friendly touchscreens and a high-speed printer, the MegaNews kiosks allow customers to browse more than 200 titles that have been uploaded by publishers to a remote server. And after a choice has been made, the customer can pay with a credit card, and it takes the kiosk 2 minutes to print out and deliver the publication. Now, that's a pretty cool deal right there. Of course, you may get toner all over your
face. Yeah, I don't know if I want to wait 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, really. In today's time, we just don't have time.
In the smartphone society. You know, we used to say microwave society.
Yes.
Now it's smartphone society.
Well, you're right. Yeah, we were discussing that at the house over the weekend. It's not the computer that has changed the world. It's smartphones.
It's people.
Think about what technology is people. Yeah. I mean, think about that. When's the last time you used a phone book? Remember phone books? I mean, you look at some kid who's 14 years old and you ask him to go look something up at the phone book. Yeah. You're from what planet? Yeah. I mean, it's
phone book. What's a phone book?
Pretty interesting stuff.
It's like the Sears catalog.
Yeah. BrandE.biz reports a quarter of the most popular tracks in the Billboard charts, that's your music charts, over a 3-year period mention alcohol, with Patron Tequila, Hennessy Cognac, and Grey Goose Vodka, along with Jack Daniels, accounting for half of the brands mentioned in those songs. And if you're old, remember that song Jose Cuervo, which was a big country hit.
Shelley West.
Yeah, and I'm thinking
David Frizzell.
Spun
that on the old Koi radio.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Jose Cuervo had to be thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you talk about freebies. Hello.
Yeah, when was the last time you got up to change the channel?
Yeah, true. That's right. That was before I had kids. So anyhow, again, Patron, Hennessy, Grey Goose, and Jack Daniels accounting for half of the brand names that are mentioned in the songs. The study on all this comes from the Substance Use and Misuse Report from Boston University School of Public Health and the Center for Alcohol Marketing and Youth.
And, of course, the study does not state of what percentage of songs overall are their references.
Sure, because there could be just general reference rather than some sort of a brand name.
Or there's a million songs out there and only 10 have references to product.
Shockingly, alcohol references were most common in urban songs.
Gee.
Duh. Followed by country. Okay. There were no references to alcohol in the rock music examined. That's kind of interesting. The researchers,
I wonder what window they glimpsed at there.
Right. They said what they did is they identified 720 unique songs in 4 genres in Billboard's annual listings of the top hits of 09, 10, and 11 and scrutinized the lyrics for the alcohol reference. Given the heavy exposure of the youth to popular music, these results suggest popular music may serve as a major source of promotion of alcohol use among youth.
Since Hank Williams?
Yeah. I mean, come on. This is supposed to be news. I also have to think that, you know, what your friends are doing might,
yeah,
you know, that old peer pressure thing that tends to play as well.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, there you are. Now,
you get a kick out of cocaine?
Yeah, that's right. I get no kick from cocaine. That's right. I get a kick out of you, right? Here we go. We're quoting Frank Sinatra lyrics this morning for you. All right. So here we are in the midst of this discussion about Syria, and the president's going to be on a half a dozen TV networks.
Do you have to remind us?
I know. And he's going to speak tomorrow. Who better than Kenneth Cole, the fashion dude, to weigh in, okay?
Oh, I saw this.
Last week, he used the Syrian conflict to promote his shoe line.
It's not the first time he's done it, either.
No, he does that, doesn't he? Kenneth Cole tweeted the message, boots on the ground or not, let's not forget about sandals, pumps, and loafers, hashtag footwear. After getting universally thrashed online over the weekend for the tweet, he explained to the Huffington Post, I guess that's where he's going to go for that, rather than the New York Times, that the message was...
Well, he has to extend the publicity.
He, of course, was not looking to offend anybody. It was to communicate a consistent message that we are against war of any sort.
And buy footwear at the same time.
And we support our troops, because after all, I know that the Pentagon was wringing their hands over the weekend going, oh my God, how can we get Kenneth Cole on board with this? Okay.
Give peace a chance.
That's right. So the University of Rochester's merry little prankster troupe, the Chamber Boys, sent their agent Patrick to play the old fake professor gag on a bunch of freshmen. And he did a great job. He walked into the Chem 131 class a few minutes before the real professor walked in, and the fake professor assumed the role of the professor of the year of natural science. His name's Benjamin Huffsteiner, in case you cared. Proceeded to dash the hopes of the students there at the University of Rochester, basically by saying that, well, most of them would flunk. He said, first of all, put away your laptops and cell phones. And you know what? They did. He said, do it, and they did.
Huh.
The first thing he told them was that more than half of the students who took the class last year failed because the class is extremely hard. To get their attention, he did this when he had students stand up who were aspiring to enter medical school. And then more than two-thirds of them were told to sit down. He said, the ones who are standing are the ones who will pass the class. And he put it all on video, so it's out there on YouTube
huh.
for you. Nothing like scaring a kid, Mom, what am I doing in college? The very first day. All right, I don't watch Swamp People. Either of you people watch Swamp? Either of you
no.
guys watch Swamp People?
Watch what?
Swamp People?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Chudum Elizabeth.
Okay, you know RJ?
Yes.
Okay, RJ and his son were arrested on Friday for allegedly attacking a man with a beer bottle at a convenience store. WWL-TV, that's in New Orleans, reports sheriff deputies said that the trio had a verbal altercation on the highway, after which the pair followed this guy to Roland's Mini Mart, where the victim said that they beat him up with a beer bottle, resulting in a black eye, swollen jaw, and a knot on his forehead.
Oh, RJ and J. Paul mixing
yeah.
it up.
I'm going to guess that that guy will probably get an attorney. I'm just saying,
yeah.
probably get an attorney because there looks to be an opportunity that there might be a cash settlement.
He will be calling 1-800-SUME, yep.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
When it comes to getting what you want, you don't ever want to be stuck with anything or locked into something. That's just awful. You don't want to be stuck with just a hamburger, and you don't want to be stuck with just anything. What you want is to get hooked up the right way and save about $250 while you're doing it. You can do that with Suddenlink. They've got a VIP perks program when you bundle all three of their services. Now, sometimes you just want to call home. Peace of mind with Suddenlink's unlimited local and long-distance calling. And don't forget, NFL action with Suddenlink. Get the NFL Network HD and NFL Red Zone HD to keep up with the entire 2013 NFL season. 24/7 coverage at your fingertips. Trust me on this one. If you're a football fan, you need it. A true bundle satellite can't do, so don't get stuck with anything. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Suddenlink bundle with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone, just $90 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now, 1-800-915-1866, and now sign up online. It's even easier and better than ever with a revamped website at Suddenlink.com.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 9 minutes till. Cat will be back tomorrow, by the way. Police in Chaska, Minnesota, say that three family members... Oh, your microphone's on now, Kevin. You can talk.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's okay. Police in Chaska, Minnesota, say three family members accidentally shot other family members in two separate incidences, just days apart.
Okay.
Man. First incident, which happened last week, man accidentally shot his father-in-law in the foot with a handgun. Second incident happened over the weekend during a game of Monopoly.
Like you do during a Monopoly game.
Nothing like gunplay during the Monopoly.
Get out of jail.
This time the father-in-law shot himself in the hand, which passed through his hand and then struck his wife in the gut. In each case, police say alcohol was not involved.
Really?
But, in fact, negligent weapon handling was. All right.
Here, this comes to us from the file of curmudgeon.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, 107-year-old Monroe of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, got into a shootout.
Monroe, we don't know. Do we know Monroe's? Is that Monroe's? Is his first name or last name?
First name.
Okay, Monroe. Okay.
Monroe Isidore.
Uh-huh.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas, died after getting into a shootout with the police.
Okay.
Got a call on Saturday afternoon from two people saying he'd pulled a gun on him. Not clear why.
Okay.
Cops went to the house. Monroe shot through the door when they came up on the porch.
Nice.
He missed.
Okay.
They called SWAT.
Yeah, it's not good.
We don't want to see anybody pass, but at 107 years old.
Yeah. 107?
Yes. Monroe was 107.
What kind of gun was it?
It doesn't say what kind of gun. Right.
Muskets?
You have to hold it with both hands and really pull hard on the trigger?
I guess.
All right, now, just to show you people how hard there are some people trying to get into our country. Immigrant is accused of entering the United States illegally by hiding out in a box of chili peppers. Customs officers in New Mexico at a border checkpoint discovered the Mexican face down in the peppers with a bottle of tequila by his side.
Well, there's the key.
That's it. Spokesman said he was highly intoxicated, 35 years old, and now he's being sent back to Mexico. So there you go. All right, if we didn't have enough Wizard of Oz television shows, apparently now there's going to be a fourth series based on the Wizard of Oz. Deadline says CW Network is putting together a drama based on the upcoming young adult novel Dorothy Must Die. In this version, Dorothy actually took over Oz with the help of her three friends and has ruled with an iron fist for 80 years. Wow.
Speaking
now,
of wicked witches.
Here we are, yes. In the current day, another young woman is blown into Oz by another tornado, only to find an underground network of witches and enchanted beings that she's got to lead to get Oz back from the now ruthless Dorothy. So,
what would Frank Baum think of all of this?
Exactly. So now we got the CBS one doing the medical show Dorothy. We got the sci-fi doing the Warriors of Oz. NBC picked up the drama Emerald City, which is a Game of Thrones the style of the L. Frank Baum novel. And if that were not enough, the 3D version is coming out, the Wizard of Oz 3D, and they're going to be showing it here at the IMAX, the theater with the IMAX. So that's that the Premier Cinema. So that's pretty cool. So, for all you people who care, I just thought it was cool that it switched over from, you know, black and white to color when she went in there.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Have you noticed, one last thing before we leave Syria, have you noticed that the usual Hollywood left is not talking about the whole Syrian thing? And they ask Edward Asner, who's old and he'll answer anything. He tells the Hollywood Reporter
you got spunk.
Yeah, I hate spunk. A lot of people don't want to feel anti-black by opposing the president. That's what he
said. Ed Asner said that?
That's what he said. That's Ed Asner. Just saying.
He's so, like Captain Liberal.
I know. This becomes a race issue if you disagree with the president on Syria. Kat kind of, you know, talked about that the other day, but it was having to do with social issues as opposed to Syria. All right. Today, we do everything we can to... Well, quell the controversy about baby carrots.
I didn't realize there was one.
You didn't know that,
no.
Did you?
Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Are you a baby carrot eater?
Yes.
Okay. You look at the bag. Are they, in fact, baby carrots, or are they carrots that have been treated to be like baby carrots?
My guess would be the latter.
Well, that's right. See, there's been some baby carrot controversy. Rumor has it that they are mini mutants that are soaked in chlorine. And while that's partially true, they're perfectly safe to eat. The cocktail-sized carrots are real carrots, but they don't grow shaped that way. Farmers have actually modified the regular tapered carrots so that they will grow specifically as what you would call cocktail carrots. Okay, that's less tapered, easier to cut and shape into those little baby carrots, okay, the little sweeter ones. As for the chlorine, it is true they are rinsed in a mild solution of water and chlorine to kill the bacteria and extend the shelf life. Most pre-cut vegetables are, by the way. Plus, you get a chance to pay more for that. The amount of chlorine residue left on these carrots is about the same as if tap water were rinsing them. When those little carrots start to turn white, it's not the chlorine, it's the natural occurrence that happens when you cut the carrots and they become dehydrated. So, there you are. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
But what they do is they
dehydrate the carrots.
They just, kind of shave them down so that they look like baby carrots, even though they may not be. Did we have the story about the two Texas teens who saved the girl who was being kidnapped?
No.
That was my commentary Friday.
Was it? Pretty
yeah.
interesting. Aaron Arias and Jamal Harris, 19 and 17 respectively. Well, tell the story.
Well, these two guys were sitting in a car, and they came to a stoplight, and like teenage boys do, they were checking out the hot chick in the car next to them.
Okay.
And she mouthed the words, "Help me." At about the same time, the driver looked over and scowled at them. They drove from the light, and the guys called 911 and said, "Look, we think this girl's getting kidnapped," and they followed the car, helping the police find him and arrest the guy for kidnapping charges.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. 39th season of PBS's series Austin City Limits kicks off on October the 5th. Phoenix, the Lumineers, Vampire Weekend, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell, and Fun among the groups that will be in there this year.
Of course, Emmylou and Rodney are at First Jail.
They are. They're going to be here.
Well, have tickets for that.
And that would be the reason why I would go.
Yeah. That's exactly the way I'm thinking. And, again, it's nothing against those other two guys. Like Lyle Lovett a lot. But Rodney Crowell's pretty dang good. So how's this for longevity? You got to be an old guy to even know who he is. His name is Sir Cliff Richard. He's about to release his 100th album.
Only?
Yeah, really.
I'm surprised.
Well, the Fabulous Rock and Roll Songbook. It'll be out November the 11th. Cliff is 73 years old and basically has sold 22 million singles. It's not like he needs the money. He's second only to Elvis as far as male singers go. Around the world, Cliff has sold 250 million records over the career. That's
yeah, he
amazing.
Had an already established British career when he took off with Devil Woman.
Yeah, here. Yeah, and that's it. He only had one hit in the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, he didn't do much here.
Which is, kind of bizarre. And let's see, Ian McKellen is going to play Sherlock Holmes. This guy is how old?
109.
This is the Gandalf guy, right, from The Hobbit? Anyway, he's going to play an elderly Sherlock Holmes in a movie called A Slight Trick of Mind. Sir Ian joins a long list of actors such as Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Lee Miller, and Benedict Cumberbatch. Who are these people?
Benedict
who played Sherlock Holmes?
Give me Basil Rathbone.
Basil Rathbone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much the guy who developed it for most of us to know. Did we see Eminem on the halftime show?
He was high.
Notre Dame. Really, was he?
Oh, yeah.
They just said that he basically had his mouth open and his eyes were bugged out, and he said that... live TV freaks me out a little bit. That's what he said.
I got it right here if you want to hear part of it.
Facing Brent Musburger is bad enough.
Yeah, that's really for sure. Nah, that's okay. Okay. Don't worry about that. And
he was baked.
Okay. The Tokyo has been awarded the 2020 Olympics. The 2020 Olympics. Most important.